Hello, Joanna Nicholson with the latest headlines from ABC News. A gunman has been shot dead in a dramatic end to a siege in the Lockyer Valley. Rick Madison was shot after a 19-hour standoff with police. He'd been holed up in a farmhouse after fatally shooting Senior Constable Brett Fort. A Melbourne woman who killed her three children 2 years ago has been sentenced to 26 and a half years in jail. Akon Gwod was found to have deliberately driven her children into a lake. The judge said if she had not pleaded guilty to killing her children, she would have been locked up for life. The tax office says allegations of a $130 million tax fraud syndicate have damaged the agency. Tax Chief Chris Jordan has given his first account of how it froze out its deputy commissioner once his son fell under a massive fraud investigation. He told the Senate that Michael Cranston never accessed any information about the multi-million dollar syndicate. And Cyclone Mora has hit Bangladesh, lashing the country's southeastern coast with heavy rain and destructive winds. Authorities have been working to evacuate up to 500,000 people to shelters. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.